a handy thing. If you happen to live outside of the WCDO broadcast area, or if you happen to have relatives who live far away but still want to listen to the games, you can still enjoy all of these broadcasts because starting this year, all sports broadcasts on WCDO are archived. So you can go to the WCDO website, click on the Sports tab, and then go to the Sports Audio Vault, and all the games are right there. Select the one you want, and then listen. It's as easy as that. And you don't have to enter in anything at all. It's not that we're charging for any of these. We're not keeping any of the information, so you don't need to log in a email address. Nothing. It's right there. All you have to do is go to that website, www.wcdoradio.com. And remember, these are archived games, so they're not streaming audio, but the first half of this game will be up momentarily. So, Mr. Kaplan.
So, Mr. Graves.
Have you, other than freezing to death, have you any other observations on the first half of the play, or just grounded out football?
Well, you know, it is grounded out football to an extent, but also what I've noticed is that when they do choose to go to the air, it usually works out fine.
Oh, yeah.
And
effective.
I mean, it could be one response to maybe they're using the run to set up the pass, but I think in the second half they should definitely go to the air more often, especially, and I think both teams should. They both seem to be doing pretty well, and especially with BG, their big tight ends are single covered on the outside.
Wow, and big targets at that. The Morabito Halftime Report is being sponsored today by Morabito Energy Products, the area's full-service energy provider. Morabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-the-kind customer loyalty program that's designed to save you money and to give you more for your energy dollar. So you call the folks at Morabito Energy Products. Sydney, 563-HEAT, okay? Sydney, 607-563-HEAT. So, Mr. Kaplan, this is the first time you've had the opportunity to come down and watch MAC Conference. This is Mid-State Athletic Conference football. And we see in this particular division not that many in fact, in none of the divisions, I think six team is probably the biggest of all of the divisions. But in this one, Division 7, we have Walton, which is ahead of Harpersville by a 28-0 score at the half. So that was passed on to us. Walton unbeaten this year. They are on their way to making themselves 5-0 in league play and 6-0 overall. The Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats came into this game at 3-1 or 4-1 overall, and then deposit, and they'll be ahead of Oxford. Oxford could be tied with Harpersville after, if everything stays the way it is, and Delhi at the bottom of the heap. But I have not seen a great difference in these two teams today.
Right.
Delhi is tough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. These teams are very evenly matched, especially up front on both their offense and defensive lines are just very strong, and they get very good pushes on every play.
And that is one of the sweet things that you like to see.
Oh, absolutely.
Coming up next weekend, now we're winding down toward the end of the season. We had already said that we will have on Friday evening the Sydney at Green game. That's at 7 o'clock. We don't really know what's going on Saturday afternoon. There are Class D quarterfinal games, and we will probably pick up one of those games because all of the contests on all of the Class C teams in our area all seem to be playing up on Friday evening. So the Saturday afternoon game will probably be a Class D game, and we'll know who that's going to be and pick the team and pass it along to you rather soon. We're at halftime, 13-0, the BG Bobcats leading the Delhi Bulldogs here at Delhi this afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Catskill Travel in Sydney has super fall travel deals right now. 7 nights in Cancun, all-inclusive with air for October and November. An unbelievable $649 per person. Cruises from New York. 7 nights to Bermuda, only $419 per person. Or 7 nights to the Bahamas and Florida, just $449 per person. All meals and entertainment on the ship included. And ask about free dining in Disney. Catskill Travel, Main Street in downtown Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include 80% lean, fresh ground chuck, 3 pounds or more, just $2.29 a pound. General Mills multi-grain Cheerios, buy one, get one free. 50-ounce Dynamo 2X liquid laundry detergent, buy one, get two free. Fresh baked Italian bread, 99 cents, and assorted Best Yet whip topping, 99 cents at your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays. Like us on Facebook.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Barry Graves along with Matt Kaplan. Matt, I don't know what you... My headset is cutting in and out also, so
yeah.
We've got to find the magic place. After we move things here, we had to rather drastically grab things and move them in out of the rain a little bit earlier. So, folks, we had made mention of the fact that a little earlier we said that we don't have the two biggest squads. I think, Matt, if we look at things honestly, some of the schools have gone from having varsity, and then junior high teams.
Right.
Because of budget constraints, they can get rid of one team if they go to a varsity and then modified program.
Okay.
So that we have found that some of a lot of the ninth graders are now playing in that modified A, which is really a junior high team if we went back to the old days. And they've gotten rid of the JV team. You'd think that would bump things up, but that can be somewhat demoralizing too because, yeah, you get to wear the varsity uniform, but a lot of kids like to play a whole lot.
Exactly.
So if you can have a JV program and play all the time, you like that better than sitting on the bench of the varsity.
I mean, especially because JV is used as a stepping stone to varsity. I played in high school, and I couldn't imagine going right from modified B to just to varsity.
Yeah.
It's like leaping into the fire. That's terrible. I couldn't picture doing that.
Well, you don't want to get pushed around by the big guys all the time.
Oh.
So it's a matter of... You can, if you're not having a winning program, that will impact your the kids that come out a little bit. And then the restructuring of the teams, a lot of schools are still adjusting to that. And sometimes they've got a lot of people and sometimes they don't, but
yeah.
they're adjusting. And some of the schools are adjusting to it and going to Modified A, even though they don't want to go to Modified A. But if you can't get opponents to play,
right.
Because everybody else has gone to Modified A,
right.
and they don't have JV teams, so that means that sometimes you're forced into it. So all of athletics in this area, and you know, we're not talking about big city schools. We're talking about wonderful little small towns.
Right.
And some of them are making the option of not playing football at all, but going to something that costs less.
Probably, like, yeah, like soccer or basketball or playing other sports.
Yep. So all of those things, it's just part of the economic conditions of our times.
Yeah.
So I want to remind you one more time, folks, that we have the Community Flood Relief Extravaganza coming up at Unitego High School next Saturday night, 7 o'clock. A whole bunch of people from local entertainment are up there on the playlist already. Judy Patel putting the whole thing together up at Unitego Central School. And just the fact that Judy's putting together, you know it's going to be good. It is going to be admission at the door, a donation. 100% of all proceeds will be going to local communities that were impacted by the flood. A community flood relief extravaganza coming up at Unitego High School next Saturday evening, 7 p.m. Put it on your calendar and then be there. Well, we're a couple of minutes away from the second half of the ball game, so we'll take care of some business right now, and we'll be back in just a bit. You're listening to Football on a Saturday Afternoon on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies, like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get two slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves, along with Matt Kaplan, here in halftime at Delhi Central School, as it's the game between the BG Bobcats and the Delhi Bulldogs, and the Bobcats lead it by a 13-0 score. Both teams are back out on the field, and the officials have come in. Everybody's doing their quick warm-ups, and hopefully we'll have football for you within the next moment or so. As we told you earlier, next Friday night it will be the game between the Sydney Warriors and the Green Trojans from the Turf Field, Raymond Turf Field, down in Green, New York. And the Saturday afternoon game, we, at this point, still don't know who it will be, but it will be a Class D playoff game coming up next week. So, Mr. Kaplan, it looks like we will at least start the second half without those raindrops falling on our paperwork.
Keep your fingers crossed, Henry.
It does get that way after a while. Okay, now, when we look around, we look for number 78 down there, and that is Micah Scobie. Scobie was the guy who was injured. He was walking around under his own power, but limping rather badly. We'll see if he is still in uniform or if he has shown his smarts and gone into take a nice warm shower.
That's what I would have done.
Oh, I'll tell you. He did not look very comfortable down there. It's, I was thinking the worst for a while. But okay, here we go. Now we have the ball being teed up by Corbin Palmer. And Palmer is just about ready to go. He has the ball at the 40-yard line. And, yep, limping around in front of us down here. And still, boy, I'll tell you, he either got a terrible Charlie horse, but when you look down and you see Scobie walking around down there, he still doesn't look very comfortable,
right.
But at least he doesn't look like he's on his flat on his back waiting for attendance. So the ball is going to be kicked up, and it will bounce once at the 21 and then be grabbed down there. And look out, it is going to be, I believe, number 28, Noah DeDominicus, 5'7". Sophomore, 155 pounds. He comes up across the 30, the 35, and is finally hit hard at the 40. And he has to take the bruises that go along with being that run back guy.
You know, it's real tough going in at halftime, and you cool down, you know, especially because it's so cold out now, and then coming back in and going right back in the action.
Talk about it. Rigor mortis sets in here in the broadcast booth. The ball will be Simons on the ground to Tillian. Nope, it's going to be Brian Ingram who finally comes up off the bottom of the pile. No gain on the play. He is going to be stopped right about at the 40-yard line. So Simons is the quarterback. He's a junior, 5'7", 135 pounds at the start of the season. Colin Ellis, Brian Ingram, Ryan Tellian, and Noah DeDominicus are rotating the duties. This time it is going to be DeDominicus off on the near side, and the ball is going to be kept in there by Simons. Simons gets back to the line of scrimmage, picks up maybe a yard. That's about all. And he runs into a big guy.
And you know what? The offensive line is doing a great job with Kenz Matthijs, Tyler Compton, Ted DeDominicus, and Hunter Sika. They're doing a great job up there.
Boy, all of a sudden you're mastering those, those names better than I. You know, one thing we ought to do, spot for me who came in for Micah Scobie, and we ought to make sure that we pick up that one whenever you get a moment so we give credit where credit is due. So you, that can be your assignment. All right, now long count, dropping back to pass is Simons. The lefty puts it in the air. He is intended down there for Noah DeDominicus, but he frankly overshoots the intended receiver.
And Harry, that was Ryan Garcia, number 74.
So Garcia, number 74, now in the ball game, and he is playing one of the offensive tackle positions. So we will put him up on the board, and here we go. Simons going to be kicking from his 30. He kicks the ball. It will go across the midfield stripe, finally bounce in the third, the 40s, and go down to about the 39 before it will be touched down by one of the Bulldogs. So the BG Bobcats will take over.
Yeah, and Simons gets that ball off his foot real fast. He only has to line up 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and it doesn't really seem like any of the defenders are even near him when he kicks the ball.
So it will be first and 10. We've got ourselves a 13-0 Bobcat lead over the Delhi Bulldogs. Now Palmer gives it off in there to Holden. Holden picks up a 5, maybe 6, as he'll get out to the 45-yard line. 10 minutes on the clock, period number 3.
And it may be a new half, but it's not a new strategy, Harry. They're grounding and pounding and rounding and downing and doing whatever they got to do.
You do the stuff that you do well.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Harry.
Yep, you do the stuff that you do well. Tyler Wiemat way off on the near side. Corbin Palmer passes it or hands it into the gut of the first man through. That's going to be Billy Holden. Holden picks up about three as he gets up to the 48-yard line. Well, now they'll park it at the 47. Third and about 3 yards to go. You know, it's one of those things where sometimes you feel that the knees don't want to stand up anymore, but boy, when you sit down, rigor mortis sets in. The ball will be handed off. Jake Mazzarella. Mazzarella picks up the first down. He's still on his feet across at the 45-yard line. Finally brought down at about the 43.
One thing I've noticed that they must teach these BG runners is that even if you get hit once, keep those legs moving, because no matter what, these guys look like they're breaking tackles after tackles and always moving.
One of the things that I had a previous radio lifetime, as you and I have just chatted about before, but the coach of the BG Bobcats, we'll talk about this after this play. We'll go in just a second. Here goes Palmer. Palmer goes off to Holden. Holden runs into one of his own men, finally breaks off that man, and picks up about five more yards as he'll get across the 40 down to about the 35. In my previous lifetime, the coach of the Delhi Bulldogs was the same coach that is now. Okay?
Okay.
The coach for the BG Bobcats was Tim Mattingly. He was a player in my first radio lifetime. So Dave Kelly still doing the coaching for the Delhi Bulldogs, but a former player now doing the coaching for the BG Bobcats. Ball kept on the ground. They'll get down to the 35.
Oh, and the Bobcats just lined up there real fast, snapped it, almost caught the Bulldogs pretty much off guard.
7:53, period number 3. And the BG Bobcats lead in this ball game 13-0. Play brought in from the far sidelines by Tyler Wiemat. Wiemat now will split off to the right. Going off to the left is going to be Ryan Porter. Ball kept on the ground. It should be good for the first down. It does appear that it will be. Billy Holden does the duties again, and now they have made the call, and there's the signal, and they move the chains. The Bobcat drive stays alive. First and 10 from the 31.
And this BG offense is almost like a well-oiled machine. Just everything, very fast.
Coming into the ball game, Corey Burnett. He brings the play in. Gets into the huddle. Now breaks out. It's going to be Porter off to the right side. Split again. Burnett will be close in on the right side. And the ball will be kept on the ground. Jake Mazzarella carries. Mazzarella now over the 30 to the 28-yard line. Gain on that play of a couple, maybe three. We'll see where they spot it.
And it's very interesting nowadays that they use a runner to get in the play when all these offenses are using very tricky ways to get the play into the quarterback.
It's interesting to watch coaches. Now, and we'll pick up on that a little bit later. Here goes Palmer. Palmer drops back. He wants to throw. The lefty has Porter over the 25 at about the 15. And it will be Ryan Porter completion at the 15-yard line. Another first down for the BG Bobcats. We made mention of this. It's so surprising that you should talk about this. We were talking about it last night. Some coaches will have the quarterback come over to the sidelines, and they'll set the play from there. Others will send in a guard or whoever.
Right.
Now the ball kept on the ground. Billy Holden, he could have a touchdown. He does. So Billy Holden going in from the 16 manages to now make it a 19-0 ball game. Where did I say? From 16-yard run.
And as you say that, Harry, the umpire drops his yellow flag in the end zone, and they will discuss.
Had anybody indicated a touchdown?
Yes, they indicated a touchdown.
Okay, that's what I thought. Don't do that to me. 6:09, period number 3. It's one of those things that we have to do. It's called paperwork, because otherwise you lose track of what went on. So after any touchdown, the first thing I do is grab the pencil and try to write the thing down before it escapes all of us. And now we have a discussion going on with the captains as they are explaining out what the penalty was.
And it looks like it was an unsportsmanlike conduct.
Which means it'll probably be on the kickoff that it will be. So here we go. So it's going to be Palmer who'll be holding. He is going to see that ball go up and through. So the PAT kick is up and through the uprights. And as a result, the score has gone up again. Zach Falciani once again doing the kicking. So we've got a pause in the action. 20-0 is our score. You're listening to Football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to cataloguoutletonline.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Mr. Kaplan, this is exactly what we said it was going to be. The penalty is assessed on the kickoff, so the BG Bobcats are going to be kicking off from the Delhi 45. The ball bounces once. It's going to be picked up by poor Noah DeDominicus. He is back at about his 10, and he gets crunched at the 15.
Well, that was a very unlucky bounce for him. Went over his head. He had a do a Randy Moss type catch just to secure it and then come back in and try to run it at least.
The reason that I said poor is because remember, when everybody's lining up in your own territory at the 45, man, it looks like a lot of white shirts all of a sudden around you. 6:02 showing on the clock, period number 3. It is amazing to think that we are in week 7 of the football season already, but then when we look across and we see that most of the leaves are blown off the trees, well, so be it. Simons, long count, wants to pass. He comes out on the near side, intended out there. Come on, get up and move. Who's that number going to be? 86. The intended receiver was Austin Gullo. Gullo dove for the ball and couldn't get it.
You know, I like the decision to try to throw it on first down, try to send the BG defense for a little spin.
It was interesting because DeDominicus had come down the near sidelines, and he, of course, has been a favorite target all along. And cutting over from the other side was Austin Gullo, so as a result, you ended up with two receivers in that area, but it was obviously Gullo who was the intended target. DeDominicus splitting left. Count by Simons. This time they will keep it on the ground and go to one of the money men coming up off the bottom of the pile is number 42, Brian Ingram, the sophomore, 5'11", 180 pounds.
And you know what, Harry, too, if you think about it, you look at the offensive line for Delhi over here, and they have not one, two, three, four starting sophomores. The only junior on it is Ted DeDominicus, and there's no seniors.
It was interesting because if you looked at this, we did this earlier in the season, there were 7 seniors, 8 juniors, 12 sophomores on this Delhi team when we saw them early in the year. The ball will be kept on the ground, lots of leg churn, but not many yards. Brian Ingram, the ball carrier. And that will bring up a definite kicking situation. 4th and 7. The ball at the 19-yard line.
And the only starting senior on the whole Del High offense is Colin Ellis.
We haven't seen Ellis making that, doing that much in here today. Okay, now the ball is going to be kicked away, and it will be not of the greatest kick for Brian Simons. He kicks it from inside his own 10. It bounds at about the 35-yard line, still in Del High Bulldog territory. And when the BG Bobcats take over, they will be at the 40. So that's the way that it is sometimes. You try to get out of that hole, and it just won't go.
Yep.
So in this third quarter, pretty much all of the game has been played at the Del High Bulldog end of the field. Oh, passing situation, the intended receiver, downfield, Austin Bowerly. Big number, 87, a junior, 6'2", 215 pounds. He tried to stretch out as far as he could, and he still couldn't catch that football.
And on that pass play, excellent pass protection by the offensive line for BG. I saw Dalton Johnson over there at tackle just rip his man to the ground.
Well, you can tell the popular names a few years ago. We've got Austin Gullo at one end and Austin Bowerly on the opposing team at the other end. Into motion, number 17, Corey Burnett. And the play will be kept on the ground. And let's see. A flag on the play, they say. There it is. I see it. And there will be a discussion. Now they're going to come out, and let's see. It is going to be against the BG Bobcats.
Illegal shift, it looks like.
That is one of those situations where I am certain that the co-captains for the Del High Bulldogs are going to take 5 yards any way they can.
Oh, absolutely.
The clouds begin to break, and we actually see some light spots that look like that commodity called sunlight.
Whatever that is.
Second, and it will be. Now, where are they going to move the ball back to? Now they put it down at the 45-yard line. So it will be second and 15.
Yeah, no, the Del High Bulldogs will take this any day of the week.
So now it looks like we have moments of sunshine. We had sprinkles earlier. The ball is going to be carried in there by Jake Mazzarella. Flags fly as Mazzarella goes across the 45 down to the 40 and is finally hit there. So now they will be discussing among the officials what the call is, holding violation against the BG Bobcats.
This will back them up even more. Then it'll be second and 20, 25
so, even. So they're out explaining things to Brandon Snyder. He is the man who is acting as the co-captain right at the moment.
That was interesting.
There was another flag thrown, and I don't know what it was. I don't know if there was unsportsmanlike conduct or what, but it was thrown while the discussion was going on between the white hat and the co-captain for, that is, who did we say, Snyder in there. And the flag was thrown by the official in front of the bench for the Bobcats, or by the Bulldogs. So I really don't know what it was, but the Bobcats are moving way back. So now they go to midfield. We'll pick it up from there. And now they will march off from the 50-yard line, a holding violation against the Bobcats. And then a second violation, it looks like. They're going all the way down to the 35-yard line before they will finally spot it down. So now, it will be Now second again. Okay, I was waiting to see if they were going to change that from second to third. So second again. And it is going to be second and 35.
I'm thinking the second penalty were probably the magic words, Harry.
Corbin Palmer, puts the ball in the air. It is going to be picked off in there. I want to say, was that Austin Gullo? No, it's going to be a number 88. We had notice earlier that Ted DeDominicus, who is a junior, 5'9", 165 pounds, was changing his numbers. Previously, he had been number 60, and he became number 88 for this game. He made a dive for that football, snares it, and the BG Bobcats have the ball at the 46-yard line. And after having their last series of downs deep in their own territory, they've got to be pleased as punch. 4 minutes showing on the clock. Ryan Tellian getting a little bit of a running start. Picks up a couple as he'll get up to midfield.
And let's see if Delhi can use his great momentum to push themselves into the end zone.
Delhi trailing in this ball game by 3 touchdowns. 20-0 is the score, as the BG Bobcats scored twice in the second period of play and once earlier here in the third quarter. Coming into the game now, Brandon Simons again picking up the play from the near sidelines and going back to the huddle. Austin Gullo splits off to the near side, now takes a step to make sure he's behind the line of scrimmage. The ball will be kept on the ground. Ingram picking up not much, maybe a yard at the most. They say he got across the midfield stripe, but not much, as the ball is going to be put down, for all intents and purposes, touching the 50-yard line.
And that was an excellent push by the BG defense, especially right in the middle. Big Bobby Holden at 6'4", 340, got a great push on the center and was able to make a tackle.
And with that, Coach Kelly wants a word with his team. So we have a pause in the action. 2:53 showing on the clock, third period. Football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in 3 different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So the Bulldogs are right back at it, dropping back. It's going to be Simons. He's got a target out here. He tries to go to Noah DeDominicus, but the sophomore can't run fast enough to catch up to that one. And it will bring up 4th and about 7. The ball still on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, you know what, Harry? I mean, they've been trying everything. They try to pass and they try to throw, but this defense for BG is just not having it.
240, 220, 170, 220, 230, tackle to tackle.
Good luck.
That's the offense, I realize, but it's still the size. It gives you a good idea of the size of the BG Bobcats. Now the ball is going to be kicked away. That time Simons kicked it. Somebody got a hand on it. It was batted away momentarily. Ryan Porter fell on it. I didn't see if it was his hand that actually deflected the kick. But the ball will be Bobcat ball for all intents and purposes in midfield. It'll be down at the 48-yard line in Delhi territory.
It was actually blocked by the senior, Billy Holden.
Well, I'll tell you, you take everything you can. Now the aforementioned Billy Holden will be the ball carrier. He rumbles forth for about 5 as he is across the 45 down to the 42-yard line. gain on that play, as we said, of about 5.
Excellent block by Austin Wheeler on that play.
2:22 showing on the clock. Period number 3. Play being brought in by number 17, Corey Burnett. He joins the huddle. Everybody gets their signals, and now snapping out of that huddle will be Tim Walz up over the football, and here we go. Corbin Palmer hands off to, that is number 21, Jake Mazzarella, 5'9", junior, 180 pounds. He'll pick up the first down as he will get to the 35.
Oh, yeah, an excellent blocking up front. Opened up a gigantic hole.
That is what you want to see your the man in front of you do, is clear away that hole for you. Up on the tops of the uprights, there are streamers, and those streamers have been fluttering all day today. A bit of a breeze, not a stiff wind, but a bit of the breeze. Billy Holden keeps the ball on the ground. Breaks off to his left side. He will pick up about 7 as he's inside the 9-yard line.
And he drags Tyler Cumston with him, which is not easy because Tyler Cumston is 220, and he dragged him a good 3-4 yards.
This time splitting out to the right side, Ryan Porter, 6'5", 210. And the ball will be kept on the ground. Holden again gets the opportunity to carry, and he'll be down close to the 25.
Man, this BG rushing attack is just top-notch. They're turning on all cylinders, and they're doing what they need to do.
It's interesting. You don't know necessarily the rivalries just down the road from Delhi. Here is Walton. And the Walton-Delhi game is always sort of the clash of the county. But last week, it was a battle of the unbeatens because Walton entertained BG. And to tell you how you think BG's looking good today, man, I'll tell you, they got creamed by Walton last week. Tyler Wiemet carries the football. Number 44 goes forward, but he can't jump over top of Justin Matthijs. And number 14... he is a sophomore, 140 pounds, 5'8", not big at all, but he managed to have a hand on the ball carrier and brought him down.
And clearing the way was Austin Wheeler with a great pull block, pulled around the center, was able to lead him through the hole, and just annihilated one of the Delhi defenders.
So Ryan Porter splits out to the right side, whistles blow, and with that, they're going to say it's the end of the quarter. So we have now 3 complete quarters in the record book. Our score is 14. Now we'll look at it again, and we'll say it is 20-0. Football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Holden for the BG Bobcats found one of the facts of life on that play right there. Holden had the ball, got really a good running start, had somebody grab a hold of him and refused to let go. And he just was like a big man trying to pull along another big man. Ryan Porter splits to the near side. Dropping back is going to be Palmer. Palmer will once again go to Holden. The big guy gets down to about the 15-yard line before he is finally pulled down. Now they're going to eyeball it across, and let's see, are they going to stay first down or not? Nope, fourth and about one inch, actually.
And, you know, you look at Porter when he walks back to the huddle, and he's just saying, I'm big. I have a touchdown. Throw me the ball.
I don't doubt that at all. So Billy Holden going to be grabbed from behind by number 42. That is Brian Ingram. Ingram just really managed to put the beef on him. And he probably saved a touchdown right there because Holden was just powerful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's running with a purpose.
You talk about freight trains. Man, I'm telling you, he had all cylinders steaming on that one. Porter goes to the right side, and the ball will be Palmer. Going to go. Oh, he coughs up the football. It's going to be grabbed in there by Porter. And now they're going to say touchdown. There was a very interesting one. That one was carried in by Palmer. He coughed it up at about the one, and I believe that it was Porter who grabbed that and stepped in the final yard for the touchdown. Now, that interpretation is my interpretation. You can dispute it if you think it was different.
Well, it's tough. I'm really questioning what I saw. My eyes might be deceiving me, but yeah, no, that was a very accurate representation. He picked it up at like the two or the three and said, well, here's the end zone. I'm going to run it in. So it was one of the more interesting plays I've ever seen.
And another kick goes up and through, so we have ourselves a 27 now to nothing ball game. Oh, man, try to catch that one up. So we have the BG Bobcats now out in front of the Delhi Bulldogs by 4 touchdowns on your Saturday afternoon football game here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
10:16 showing on the clock as Corbin Palmer tees up that football after the touchdown. And now he kicks one that stays low and gets down to the 30 and is grabbed there by Brian Ingram. And Ingram will come up across the 35 and to the 40 before he is tripped up. The Bulldogs taking over possession of the football in their own territory.
Oh, yeah, and just to go back to that touchdown run, I mean, just an absolute, it almost looked like a Chinese fire drill going in for a score, but I mean, you do whatever works. 6 points is 6 points, Harry.
You will take it no matter how it is, as long as it's legal, and all the officials are right there. The ball will come back, be given to Ingram. Ingram is going to get across midfield as he gets a great run for the Delhi Bulldogs. He will be across midfield, and they'll spot that ball down at the 45, give him 15.
And interesting, for the first time since I think the opening drive, Delhi has lined up in the shotgun, and it seemed to work.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they might see some.
I have seen the shotgun several times this year, more probably than I had seen in a long time. And I've seen more teams using it this year. That's the interesting part. Now the wind begins to pick up again, and the ball will be kept on the ground. They're going to go in there to Ingram. Ingram bucks that line, picks up maybe a yard, and that may be a generous call for the yard.
Oh, yeah. No, but I mean, I think a lot of teams are going to go to the shotgun, especially more along the lines of the spread offense, but I mean, if teams like teams, especially like BG, it works for them to ground and pound. So, you know, I guess you don't really need to.
Well, don't be surprised. I think probably four teams use the shotgun this year. So it is going to be Tyler Cumpston up over the football. He will snap it back, and it's going to be into the hands of number 28, Nolan DeDominicus, who that time carries the football. He'll pick up a yard or so as he's across the 45, but even the best of those runs seems to pick up one, maybe two at the most, but you can't get that big sustaining. I guess what I'm seeing here with particularly with Dye, they're getting a good run of 10 or 15, and they're getting one.
Yeah, and then they're getting a lot of small runs, yeah.
One. And where you see the team that is really good on the ground, they always get the five, the six, and they just ground out the fours, you know?
Oh, exactly.
So now it's going to be Simons wants to pass. He doesn't have the opportunity to manage to get that ball away. A couple of white shirts are on him. He'll be dropped down right at the 50-yard line, and that is going to bring up a fourth down.
With a play like that, it was a three-step drop. Simons had to get rid of it relatively quickly, especially because BG, they had an inside blitz of their Mike linebackers, and they also had a twist going on the defensive line, which is very hard to pick up.
Garcia coming out of the ball game now, and it's going to be a kicking situation. So, let's see. We're going to have Simons kicking. Doobaloo, it's almost over his head, and now he has to scamper, and he'll go, 5, 10, 15. He gets back across the midfield stripe. He is nowhere near first down territory because he was running from where he had to pick that football up, but he managed to do exactly the right thing in the face of certain disaster otherwise.
And you know what else, Harry? Like, the BG offense is just running the ball up and down the field, and it's getting the Delhi defense tired, but the thing is that the Delhi defense is also the Delhi offense.
Both teams guys going both ways. Neither of these teams has the 30 or 40 man squad.
Right. So when you're getting pounded on one side of the ball, it's tough to get up on the other side of the ball and produce.
So now it is going to be number 81. That's Jesse Wood, split out to the right side for the BG Bobcats, and we have a new quarterback in there as well, Cole Webb, doing the quarterbacking now for the BG Bobcats as Coach Tim Mattingly has brought in a number of reserves. All of a sudden, the gust of wind really blows papers around everybody in the press box. Gain on that play, we'll call it of about 3. So Cole Webb in doing the quarterbacking. Let's see if I can spot some of these guys, other guys for you. Number 81 is in there. The ball kept on the ground, carried that time by number 9 for the BG Bobcats. That is Brandon Lamont. So Brandon Lamont seeing action here. Also, while I'm at it, I want to go out and get number 81. That is Jesse Wood, now in one of the receiving positions. I don't know if he is replacing Austin Bowerly, if he's in for Ryan Porter.
And on that play, Brian Ingram just came through and smacked him for the tackle.
So now the ball will be kept on the ground. The man who has been in there all game is Tyler Wiemet. Wiemet gets the carry this time, and he rumbles forward. He will get across midfield to the 49, now over in Delhi territory. Gain on that play of 4 or 5. Yeah, this is driving me nuts, too.
Yeah.
So it may be that you have to put that on your court or whatever.
That works.
We go.
That works.
I can hear better that way. Wiemet to one side, off to the other side, Jesse Wood. In there at quarterback, Cole Webb. Now it's going to be a kicking situation, so they'll have Austin Bowerly doing the kicking. The ball bounces in favor of the Delhi Bulldogs. It's finally fallen on by Ryan Porter, And they're just about ready to go for the BG Bobcat defensive unit, the final 5 minutes of this ball game. Remember, next Friday night, it will be the Sydney Warriors in our featured game taking on the Green Trojans down at Green, New York, a very important class, their Division 5, I guess is what I have to say, Class C Division 5 contest. And right now, Green is unbeaten in that division.
Now, Harry, 5 minutes left. You know, you haven't scored at all the whole game. Do you think Delhi is going to open up their playbook a little bit, or?
Well, I don't know, but I think they are going to be discussing it because there's going to be a timeout on the field. Now the Coach Kelly trotting out to talk to his charges. So we've got 4:57 remaining in this ball game. Timeout, Delhi. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Graves along with Matt Kaplan, and the ball will be into the hands of number 28. That is going to be Noah DeDominicus, one of two DeDominicus boys on this Delhi Bulldog team. Dominicus gets a first down as he will get out to the 39-yard line. I made mention as we were driving over that I didn't expect to see this to be a just one-sided blowout, and I will say that, look out, here goes Delhi, and on his feet is still going to be DeDominicus. I'll tell you, Noah DeDominicus that time started at the 40, goes 50, 40, 30, 20, down to the 15-yard line. Dominicus that time ends up with a 45-yard run. I was just saying,
where's
that,
he been?
Well, he's been doing well all day. And remember, we have two DeDominicuses in
right.
there. Number 28, we have seen on offense as Noah is a sophomore.
And he was just trucking.
Well, that's what you want to be able to do. And I'll tell you, he was threading that line very gingerly because he could have been out of bounds at any time. The ball will be kept on the ground. Number 42, Brian Ingram, picks up a couple more. In fact, he's down to the 10-yard line. Give him five.
And finally, this Delhi offense is starting to get some confidence. Peeking in at that end zone right there.
Remember, when you come in and you're looking at one of those seasons where you haven't been able to put one into the win column yet, you become very determined, knocking at the door. The Delhi Bulldogs, second and five from the 10. 3:38 showing on the clock, split out to the near side is Simons. That's an interesting one. And the ball is going to be bobbled in the backfield and falling on it. They tried to get it back to DeDominicus, who had good gains the last two outings. This time it didn't work, and it is going to be a loss on the play back to about the 15. It will bring up a third and 10. The ball probably closer to the 16-yard line.
Yeah, and they're definitely trying to get at least one score in for the crowd here.
Everybody would like to have that happen. Coming into the ball game, Justin Matthijs, 5'8", 140-pound sophomore. He will be replacing Ryan Tellian, who comes off to the bench to have a word with the coach. Splitting out is going to be Matthijs. Also splitting way out is going to be Austin Gullo. Dropping back, wanting to pass, is number 22. Back in doing the quarterbacking will be Simon. Simon's toss is incomplete. It was into the hands of Gullo, but he couldn't hang on to it. So now that brings up a fourth down and still 10 from just high of the 15-yard line.
And it looked like almost that they caught the BG defense off guard. To the left, they had two wide receivers split out and only one corner to cover both of them.
So this time, it will be everybody back at their regular positions. We have Noah D. Dominicus off to the near side. Lots of shifting around. Now they're getting ready to go. Hurry up and get that shotgun going. The ball goes back to... Oh, look out! Simons! Simons is going to get in for the touchdown, I do believe. Nope, they're going to say it's at about the length of the football. So we can't even say the one. We do have a man momentarily shaken up on the field. That is going to be Brian Ingram. He just simply got winded. He took a shot in the ribs. So now, the Delhi Bulldogs, without powerful Ingram in there, will try to punch it in. They have it first and goal to go from inside the one. I mean, literally, the length of the football. Noah D. Dominicus splits off to the left side. Quarterbacking is Simons. And the ball will be handed off in there. I don't know if that was Tellian number 34 or if they came up with somebody else. Mike Newman is number 30. Let's see what our numbers are out there. Ball carrier, yeah, we do have Newman in there. So number 30 is in there. Coming back into the ball game, Ryan Tellian, he was okay. He was just winded on that shot. So it will bring up a second. There was a loss of a couple of yards on that play, so it'll be second, and we'll call it three. Second and goal to go from the three. D. Dominicus off to the left side. The ball will be kept on the ground. Newman makes it look easy. Newman makes it look easy as he prances in, and it becomes a 27-6 score. And we get Newman, write him down quickly.
Why couldn't they do that the whole game, Harry?
You never know. So 27-6 is our score. 3-yard plunge in there by Newman.
You know what they always say, that when, you know, whenever a play, everything goes perfectly, you just think to yourself, you couldn't have been doing that all afternoon, you know?
Well, the ironic thing, we hadn't seen a whole lot of Newman. Newman, a junior, 5'9", 165 pounds. But remember, we had seen so much of Ingram and Italian. Ball will go off to Newman again, and they're going to try to make him work for that point after. He will not be able to get the yardage that he needed. He was going to be stopped at about the one. So it is 1 minute, 26 seconds left in this ball game, and we have ourselves a 27-6. Bainbridge-Guilford lead over the Delhi Bulldogs. Football on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I am here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace insulation to air duct cleaning, tear-outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan on a very overcast and probably the first really chilly day we've had this football season. We have had a little bit of rain. We've got a pretty steady wind, and we have a lot of people with the ear flaps down today.
You know what it is, Harry? It's the winter tinge.
Yeah. This is a forecast of what's to come. Ball going to be teed up at the 40-yard line. And we will see. Number 64, that is going to be Brandon Snyder, who will be doing the kicking for the Bulldogs. He now has the ball up, raises his hand, steps back, and gives a whack. And the ball is going to be right into the arms of Corey Burnett. Burnett just simply knocks it down. He says, do you think I want to get crunched by 14 big guys out on that field? No way. He drops down to his knees at about the 32-yard line. It was really more of his, he was tackled, guys. I won't make it sound that much.
And he also knows there's a minute 23 seconds left. They're up by a score and one, and he doesn't want to try to get killed for no reason.
As we mentioned before, we have a whole new lineup in there for the BG Bobcats. We won't be able to get them all. I see that we have number 3 in there. That is going to be Cody McDonald. He's been playing here in the latter moments of this game. And let's see. The ball will be pitched out to Tyler Weemitt. Oop, look out. Weemitt could be going, and he is going to be caught from behind. Who managed to bring him down? Is that number 28 over there?
Yes, it is.
I'll tell you, we have seen in this ball game Noah D. Dominicus so many times. Now that time he has shined on offense. That time he really puts the stick on defense, and he saved another Bainbridge touchdown right there. 49 seconds showing on our clock.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of Weemitt today, but he can get on his horse and move.
Oh, he's been playing all the time. It's just that when you have this guy by the name of Holden in there, it's sort of tough to be in the spotlight by yourself. The ball will be kept on the ground. They're going to be having a whistle on the play, and they're finally going to move that ball back across midfield to the 46-yard line. 30 seconds showing. That's all we've got. And I'll tell you, when I look at some of the people here today, that there are a couple of toughies that are in shorts, and man, I'm telling you, no wonder they're trying to get up and get themselves moving. Okay, what could be the final play of the game? 17 seconds, and the clock is running. The ball will be rolling out. Let's see. It's going to be Cole Webb, and Webb gets right to the 50-yard line and stops there, and I believe that's going to be all she wrote as we are going to be having this ball game called. Now the official picks up the football, and all of a sudden we see the clouds are overcast, and the fans are getting up and saying, well, if it's going to rain again, we're going to get out of here first. So we had Corbin Palmer run one in the first of two in the second period, and then a very quick pass play later in that second period made it a 13-0 halftime game. 13-0. Then coming back, it was Holden on a 6-yard run, a fumble recovery by Porter before, so it was 27-0 before finally the Delhi Bulldogs were able to get on the scoreboard. But then with 1:26 showing, it was a 3-yard run by Newman, made it 27-6, and that is our final score. We'll be back with the closing recap coming up in just a moment on your station for sports, WCDO.
To help speed local recovery efforts, NBT Bank is now offering a special flood relief loan through October 31st, 2011. Flexible terms are available for a rate of 3% APR for both personal and business installment loans. Additional personal loan options are also available. We wish our customers and communities the best in their recovery efforts. We are here to help, so stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you. All open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan. This game is now in the record books. Both teams are in their huddles down on their post-game meetings, each of them between the 30 and the 40-yard line. So, like all of our games, we hope that you will be here next week when you can watch the or listen to the game between the Sydney Warriors and the Green Trojans from Green, New York. Our post-game show today being brought to you by NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customer first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. So, Mr. Matt, your thoughts on the offensive player for tonight's game?
Well, Harry, the offensive player of the game, in my opinion, is going to go to Ryan Porter, the senior 6'5", 210-pound tight end. He had two touchdowns in the game, one receiving, one fumble recovery for a touchdown, and he was just playing all-around stellar offense.
Just impressive all day long.
Absolutely.
Our post-game show also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items. For a good deal and a good deal more, shop the Catalog Outlet. Three locations to serve you in North Norwich, in Oneonta, and in Unadilla. So for the dynamic defensive player, your thoughts?
Definitely Ted Domenici.
DeDominicus. It took me about 2 weeks to be able to say it. So Ted DeDominicus, he is the older brother of the two DeDominicus brothers for Delhi.
No, but he did absolutely great. He was flying around everywhere, making tackles. It wasn't so much that he was making a bunch of tackles. He was also playing great team defense.
And that is the name of this game, is team. And finally, the All-Purpose Award is being sponsored by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. So give Rose Smith a call, Sydney 563-3533, 563-3533. So, All-Purpose Player for today's game.
All-Purpose Player for today's game is going back to BG. And definitely going to Jake Mazzarella. He just played great offense, defense, special teams. He was flying around the field. He was making tackles. He was making plays just all afternoon, playing at 100%.
The thing that I found impressive about Jake Mazzarella, you can see the big, powerful Billy Holden carries the ball a lot. They go to Holden a ton. They didn't go to Mazzarella as often, and he was just as good.
Right.
That was so sweet to see.
He was.
So, again, the final score is 27-6, the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats over the Delhi Bulldogs. Remember, our next game comes up next Friday night down at the Turf Field in Green, New York. In the meantime, stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.